It's time for WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Hey, everybody. Joe Costello back with you another week of WFO Radio, NHRA Podcast. And we are getting ready for everything in the state of Florida. All joking aside, every major motorsport that I can think of for the most part is involved in the state of Florida in the next couple of weeks. The schedule has been wild. You got to think about NMCA and the World Door Slammer Nationals and the Baby Gators and the Gator Nationals and IndyCar in St. Petersburg and NASCAR at Homestead Miami Speedway and the 12 Hours of Sebring. All of these things are happening in the next few weeks in the state of Florida. It is going to be out of control. The eyes of the racing world are upon us. And if you want to keep up with all of that in some way, shape, or form, we need you to subscribe to WFO Radio Podcast, either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or SoundCloud, or download the WFO Radio app. And you'll be able to keep up with all of that at some level. The drag racing stuff, it's going to be much, much deeper. A lot of stuff going on, like up to the second stuff in the drag racing world, and some breaking news happening during the week. We are going to speak with Vincent Nobile this week. We are going to hear from Big Daddy Don Garlitz this week. We are going to hear from a whole potpourri of drivers as we get ready for the Gator Nationals and the Baby Gators and the World Door Slammer Nationals going on at Orlando Speed World this weekend. All coming up this week as we get ready for all of those events. And it's going to be heaven for any kind of racing fan. So just stay tuned to WFO. We got Michael McDowell, NASCAR driver, getting ready for Phoenix. Just so many different interviews. There's going to be a new Factory Stock podcast rolling out. So many interviews coming out on the podcast waves here on WFO Radio. I'm not going to bother to list them all right here. So just be ready for a bunch of great stuff. Alan Reinhart will be on this show. You will hear Alan Reinhart on this show minutes from now. Talk a little pre-Gator Nationals points race, a.k.a. the Baby Gators. Preview the Gator Nationals. Talk about some of the stuff that's going down. Overarching view of the sport. It's going to be a great conversation with Alan Reinhart. Also want to remind everybody, I went to the P.O. box the other day. There were so many envelopes, self-addressed stamped envelopes, however you want to say it, requesting WFO Radio stickers. And I opened their envelope, then I put the stickers in, and I sealed it and sent it back. It was so easy. And if you would like WFO Radio stickers, typically self-addressed stamped envelope, meaning you fill out your address on the envelope and you send it in a different envelope to this address, Castello Media/WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. Simple as that. And you do all the busy work, and you put a stamp on it. One stamp, usually good for four stickers. If you put two stamps, that allows me to be creative. And then I go searching around the studio to find whatever I have to throw in there to take up that extra weight for the Postal Service. Your two stamps. I sometimes will throw in some more WFO Radio stickers. Self-addressed stamped envelope, Castello Media/WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353. Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084, and I was very pleased to see the reaction of the new round stickers, and they fit in the envelope so much easier. WFO would not be possible without some great sponsors, and you may not have heard, but I have been invited to do the Dragster Adventure at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School on March 27th. I will be heading back to Gainesville March 27th to participate in the Dragster Adventure course at Gainesville Raceway. From my understanding, there were a couple of seats remaining. So if you want to be in that Dragster Adventure course and Dragster Adventure Challenge and race against me or with me or however you want to talk about it, go to frankhawley.com immediately. Or call 866-480-7223 and try to get one of those final spots. And we're going to the Dragster Adventure Challenge on 3/27 after the craze of South Florida motorsports and motorsports in South Florida and Florida in general is over. What a great way to cap it. a little hanging out with Frank and Lana Hawley at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, one of our big sponsors. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. It is my hope that there are young people using their mobile devices to listen to podcasts about NHRA drag racing. And many of them will hopefully think, what a great career to be involved in automotive, motorsports, aerospace, machining, etc., and realize that CNC machines and knowing how to run them and program them, knowing how to be a machinist and approach those things that way is very valuable as a career. And motorsport EFI tuning, just blowing up all over the place. You see every car getting a new tune. Well, would you love to know how to do that as a career and have an accredited education? And that's what samtech.edu does. 713-683-3817. There is a new Factory Stock podcast coming very soon. Drew Skillman, the champ, going to talk a little smack. Mark Powick, the cowboy, going to tell us his thoughts on the Dodge program. And Scott Libesher with his Chevrolet Camaro. There's going to be somebody for everybody in Factory Stock Podcast E1 2020. Go to the Spotify, Apple Podcast, and subscribe immediately. But really, the whole point is you understand that samtech.edu is a great place to start your education. Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. I toured the factory. I saw the machining. I saw the professionalism. I lived the experience. Keith Jones from Total Seal took me through the step-by-step process of how most of the piston rings are made. Not all, because some of it is extremely high-level, top-secret stuff. But if you're building a bracket engine, if you're building a high-performance engine, if you're putting together an LS or a Coyote and you're spending money on go-fast parts, you better get the best ring seal you can. And the way you do that is with Total Seal. 800-874-2753. TotalSeal.com. Magic Dry, US.com. The official organic absorbent of the NHRA. Scott Palmer and his team going for a career year this year where they break through and get the Wally. It's because of the folks at Magic Dry. If you've got a shop, you got a factory, if you find yourself in the situation where you need to clean spills up from the ground, chemical spills, oil spills, you know what I'm getting at. Something slick that needs to be absorbed. Magic Dry is it. It works better. It's lighter. It's better for the environment. Touches all the buttons. MagicDryUS.com. And finally, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Couple minutes with the sponsors, folks, but I'm giving you vital information that you're going to love. When you try them, like Marvin Rodak's Habanero Endorphin Booster Hot Sauce. I have decided, I've taken it upon myself to encourage all of you to get this hot sauce and challenge yourself against your favorite hot sauce. And I'm betting you, not really betting you because, you know, everybody's tastes are different, but this is one of the greatest things that I've ever tasted in my life as far as hot sauces goes. And I cannot live without it. Coffee roasted fresh per your order from all around the world, all kinds of organic and exotic blends, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Outdoor kitchens, barbecues, Primo ceramic grills, which are so much better than the green oblong, all available at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. Marvin, Joe is talking about you. Plus Drag Racing Edge and EV3 Drag Racing. It's going to be great. There you go. Sponsor mentions over. All my telling you what to do and where to go and all that stuff. It's only been a few minutes into the show, folks. And now it's time for our guest. Joining us now, he is the voice of the NHRA, and he is starting to get real busy, Mr. Alan Reinhart. Alan, welcome back.
Busy is good, Joe. I'm just sitting here looking at my calendar on the wall thinking, I can't believe I agreed to do all that stupid stuff.
That's great. Well, you are a traveling man, and as I have kind of ramped up my travel and, off-site work schedule, I see why you like it so much. It's good to be busy, and all kinds of great people out there, cool stuff going on. You just wrapped up the divisional out there at Tucson Dragway. You told us about it, and now you're getting ready to head to Gainesville Raceway for the Baby Gators, and then, of course, the Gator Nationals next week. That sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah, we had a great event here in Tucson. I feel a little bit lazy, though. I didn't even take one of my hot rod cars out to the racetrack or anything. But we had good weather, good car count, and just a great event from top to bottom. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. So no motorcycle. You told us the Mustang. You told us the motorcycle. And all in all, you just nothing. You just drove out there in your normal car.
Yeah, pretty much. I went out Thursday. I came back to the shop on Thursday night, and I was really planning on taking the Mustang out. But it's been a while since it's been out, and it's just dirty. And so it's, getting dark, and it's wind's blowing, and it's not like freezing cold in Arizona, but it's not a good time to wash a car. So I thought, I'm not going to do that. And then I was going to take the motorcycle out. It's like, well, geez, you know, I am carrying my briefcase and doing the other stuff, so that didn't sound good. So I basically just completely sissied out and drove my regular car the whole time.
That works for me. I understand it, and it makes sense. And, you know, everything got to be right. Like, if it's not right, then don't do it. And it sounds like it falls into that deal. All right, so how about Tucson? Let's get a report from what happened out there before we turn our attention to the East Coast opener and all the action that's happening in the state of Florida, you know, starting this weekend with the baby Gators and stuff going on in Orlando, et cetera.
Well, it's a great event in Tucson. We actually had two guys that doubled up. Jeff Taylor won both Top Dragster and Top Sportsman. And if you're thinking Jeff Taylor, world champion, super stock Jeff Taylor, no. There's another gentleman named Jeff Taylor that actually lives in Arizona that runs in those two categories. And he obviously had a great weekend. And then Ryan Mangus doubled up, winning Stock Eliminator and Super Comp. And I don't know this for a fact, but I'm thinking that Ryan Mangus might be the most successful guy ever borrowing cars. You know, Brad Plourd obviously had a pretty good run when he was doing that, but he owns a couple of cars. I don't think Ryan even owns a car. He just, like, shows up, gets in something, and wins.
That's incredible. No, Mangus, as you mentioned that, I was like, man, this guy, some people just have the talent, right? Mangus is one of those guys. Very impressive. So two double ups out there. That's cool.
Yeah, the Stock Eliminator final was even a heads up. It was e-automatic, and they were the last two cars that went down the racetrack. You know, obviously, as you know, when you've got drivers doubling, you end up getting out of sync because the guy obviously has to run one car and then go back and get the other one. But it was heads-up e-automatic, and Ryan Mangus outran Larry Gilley heads-up, which is something that not a whole lot of people do with an e-car. But it just really was, you know, good weather. It was 65 degrees, I guess, yesterday. It was mid-70s Friday, Saturday. A little bit breezy in the morning, but overall, it was just a really good weekend, good weather day, and a fun day to go racing.
Wow, very exciting. Yeah, Larry Gilley got outrun in a heads-up. That doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, Larry Gilley went to the final. They ran a national open on Thursday and Friday, and then the divisional event on Saturday and Sunday. And in the final of the national open, Larry had a converter crack, and so he had to change that. And I don't know if, you know, maybe if he'd had his hot rod combination, if he'd have been more competitive or not. But, you know, he definitely gave Mangus a solid run, but Ryan Mangus outran him heads up in the final round. So I guarantee you Larry probably back at the shop today going, okay, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again, because, you know, he's one of the most feared heads up cars in the country.
Absolutely. So you guys had a good time out there. Of course, you know, for all the results, hit the websites. Meanwhile, Division 4 was in action. We had alcohol cars out there. Rachel Meyer over Jackie Frick in Top Alcohol Dragster, as everything is kind of like working their way back towards the east. In Funny Car, it was Annie Whiteley over Bob McCosh. So a couple of lady racers. 3 out of 4 of the alcohol finalists were lady racers, which is kind of cool. We had WFO radio listeners actually checking in from out there. But now everybody's loading up, and a whole lot of them are heading to Gainesville.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, the Baby Gators usually is a 500-car-plus race. You know, everybody is there, obviously, except for the Mellow Yellow Series. And then, obviously, we'll start thinking about the Gator Nationals. But I just, you know, give us good weather this weekend, and we'll have a lot of fun down in Gainesville, I promise you.
Now, I notice, and I was wondering, and I kind of laid it up there a couple of times for the audience to see what would happen. And it appears that you have abandoned the attempt to change the name to the Hatchlings.
Well, I got bribed out of it last year, so that's what happened there.
Yeah, that's good.
Talking to Rich Schaefer, the division director down there, and you know what? Tell you the truth, I don't even remember what it was, but it was something I needed him to help me out with, and he said, "Well, under one condition," and I went, "Okay." So yeah, it's officially back to the Baby Gators.
Works for me. Rich Schaefer, ever the politician, a little quid pro quo. I love it. So, Alan, let's talk Baby Gators then. A very significant points race. Ultimately, the championship is, you know, many, many months away. But this is the East Coast opener for Lucas Oil Series racers. We did have Orlando, but that doesn't quite have – that's the Division II opener. The Baby Gators draws in racers from multiple divisions. They're getting ready for the Gator Nationals.
Yeah, this is, I think the Baby Gators are certainly the biggest one in Division II. You know, when you're talking about Division III, Indian Norwalk, when you're talking about the West Coast, obviously, you know, Vegas at the end of the year is the biggie. But Division II, this is where everybody wants to get their momentum started. This is where everybody kind of wants to get the ball rolling a little bit. And it's where a lot of racers on the West Coast will make their first hits of the year. As you mentioned, some were down in Orlando already, but a number of them will be coming out for their first points-paying event of the year at the Baby Gators, and that's just part of what makes it special.
Absolutely. A lot of cars. It's been interesting to see. This is the year after the big historic 50th, right? And when we had the 60th U.S. Nationals, there were so many people that said, oh, well, next year nobody's going to bother to come because everyone's here this year. But that has, in my experience, has never turned out to be the case. We always have, maybe not quite a seam-busting crowd, but a very strong crowd the year after because the Gator Nationals are the Gator Nationals. We'll be talking about it a little bit more next week, but this is an event that draws for so many reasons, one of which is the weather. It's still cold in a lot of the country. It's been a mild winter in some places, but still, people want to go racing.
I think I think it's twofold. I think, one, when you do something like the 50th, you get a pilgrimage. You know, there's going to be a number of people that maybe I raced there 20 years ago, or maybe I raced there 25 years ago, or maybe I raced there 10 years ago. And you want to go back, you know, just because it's a big anniversary. And for a lot of those people, I think they come back and get reminded of what makes the race so special in the first place. You know, there's times when, you know, life gets in the way or things happen and just kind of drift away. And, you know, you miss a year, you miss a couple of years, and you just kind of forget about what it was special and why you enjoy doing it. And when you've got an excuse to go back to a big one, then that kind of reinvigorates your passion for the sport. So I think there's something to be said for that. And then, you know, obviously, if I'm living someplace where it's cold and I got a chance to go to Florida for a week or for a couple of weeks and go hit both races, then put me down. I'm in.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, my father and I got that great streak going. This will be the 41st year. But I encounter a lot of people that they say exactly that. They've got like a 2-year streak and then they're gone for 10 years or, they've got these blocks where they realize, oh, man, we should go to this. This is great. And then they get busy and they can't do it. You know, kids coming around high school age, you know, going here, going there, et cetera. There are phases to life. But I think now is a good time to get back into the phase of NHRA drag racing. We had a big sellout out there at Wild Horse Pass. Let's hope for another big crowd out there in Gainesville. So Baby Gators this weekend, and also the Orlando Pro Stock Pro Mod race being promoted by Richard Freeman and Wes Buck. I think it deserves a mention because all of our NHRA stars are going to be there if you are a Pro Stock Pro Mod racer. Kind of a test session that has evolved into a thing. They're paying a lot of money. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Point is, if you're a drag racing fan in Florida, you got some different choices.
I believe the NMCA is down there in Bradenton or someplace as well. So yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of people doing burnouts down in Florida this coming weekend. And if I wasn't committed to go to the Baby Gators, I would certainly be in Orlando. I love Door Slammer racing. I've been a pro stock guy forever, and I wouldn't miss that if I had the opportunity to, but, you know, committed first to go to the Baby Gators, and so that's where I'm going to be. But I think that there'll be a lot of people at my racetrack that are keeping tabs on them, just like I'm sure there's going to be a few of them at their racetrack that are keeping tabs on us as well.
Well, I agree, but get this. I don't know if you know this. Okay, so first of all, I thought that the NMCA was also on the same weekend until I saw Kevin McKenna post what was a placard of his, maybe another great victory in category. So I guess they had scheduled it for this past weekend. Regardless, Florida, a hotbed for motorsport. Are you ready? This coming weekend, we've got the World Door Slammer Nationals, the Elite and West Buck Drag Illustrated Pro Stock Pro Mod race, like $300,000 total payout. If you're a Door Slammer fan, it's definitely a great place to go, in addition to the Baby Gators in Gainesville. The following week is the Gator Nationals, a can't-miss race for any drag racing fan. But at the same time, St. Petersburg has the IndyCar opener. So it's a kind of a bummer there. We're going to be competing with IndyCar a little bit, which is not really out of the ordinary because we normally compete with the 12 hours of Sebring in Sebring on the same weekend as the Gator Nationals, which is the reason I've never been to the 12 hours of Sebring. Of course, I would go see sports cars. It's not my favorite form of motor racing, but I love and appreciate all racing. I would have gone to Sebring. I hear it's a great party. It's always against the Gator Nationals. Not this year. This year is IndyCar and Gators on the same weekend. The following weekend is NASCAR at Homestead Miami Speedway for the first time in March and the 12 hours of Sebring. So let's assume you like motorsports and racing and you got a little bit of money to hang in Florida for a couple of weeks. You could legitimately check out a lot of great action hanging out in the center of the state and then ultimately coming to South Florida for NASCAR on the 22nd. Just wanted to make you aware, in case you didn't know, of exactly how many racing series are active over the next 2 weeks in the state of Florida.
That sounds good to me. You know, I'm going to hang out for a few days after the Gators, as has become tradition with me now. It's my own little spring break down there before I get into the real meat of the season. But I don't know. Maybe I'll extend my trip, see if I can lean on a contact or two, and get myself in the garage down at Homestead. Maybe I'll come down to Miami. It's been a while since I've been to a NASCAR race.
There you go. And speaking of which, the flow goes right into it. Do you know this Alex Bowman, who is, he won the race this past week, drives for Hendrick Motorsports. Obviously, I've been, following along. But I was unaware he was from Tucson. He's a Tucson guy, Bowman the Showman. And I figure, there's obviously hundreds of thousands of people from Tucson. I don't know what the actual city's population is. It's more than 10. And Alan Reinhart, car guy, might have a pretty good knowledge of this kid and how he got to where he is.
I actually don't know Alex personally. I've met his dad a few times, though. Interestingly enough, his dad and I end up sitting on the same airplane probably half a dozen times a year. If we're both on the East Coast someplace, and, we'll fly through Dallas coming home, then there have been a number of times when we've been seatmates on the airplane. We've gotten to the point where, we recognize each other now. And how was your event? And so I don't personally know Alex, but I know that he's got a lot of ability. When a guy like Jeff Gordon or a guy like Dale Earnhardt Jr. says, hey, this guy needs to have an opportunity, then he's got some real ability. And I like watching a kid. I feel a little bit of a personal hometown connection, even though I don't know him. I think just like a lot of people do when their hometown sports team does well, you feel like those are my guys and you root for them. So, I was happy with the outcome at the Auto Club. Let's just put it that way. And I believe, and I might be a little biased, but I think Robert won the debate out there at Auto Club Raceway also. So I'm happy about that.
That's great news. Robert is very sharp. And he and Joey Logano were battling. One of our listeners, Rich in Saugus, was able to catch up with Robert and take a couple of photos and put it on the Twitter machine. It's great to see. I love all racing. I like NHRA drag racing and drag racing in general the best for many reasons. I was able to participate and be successful. And ever since I was a kid, I just feel like it's the most intense and most extreme and easiest to follow. And so many different reasons why. But, the whole motorsports community united it's kind of a cool thing. We got to get Joey out to a race. Of course, you're going to root for Alex because he's a Tucson guy. Like I rooted for Daryl Gwynn because he was a Miami guy. It's just those things. So very cool. Alan, regarding the baby Gators, just coincidentally, Rich Schaefer just texted me back. And, class eliminations will be contested for the Gator Nationals at the baby Gators for the second year in a row. That's kind of an interesting update, but for fans of the baby Gators who are maybe trying to decide, like, where do I go? Class eliminations for the Gator Nationals at the baby Gators. That's kind of a cool update.
Yeah, that was an idea that they came up with last year because the 50th annual, obviously there's a special trophy for the 50th annual. There were a lot of people that were interested in coming down and participating in that. Just like when we go to Indy, the number of cars that come in stock and super stock that run for class, but really don't have a big interest in staying for the U.S. Nationals. They really just want to win class at Indy. And winning class at the Gator Nationals for the anniversary was a big deal as well. With the quotas that we have for the different categories that run in NHRA at the national events, just simply from a time standpoint, from a space standpoint, from a pit parking standpoint, you couldn't welcome 200 stockers to come down and be a part of the Gator Nationals. But you could welcome 200 stockers to come down and be part of the baby Gators. And so that was one of the reasons they did it. another one, again, Joe, as you know, because you've been doing this a number of years now, that if we run into a weather situation, there's been a lot of times where class eliminations is just determined by qualifying. And whoever the quickest qualifying B-stock automatic is determined to be the class winner. But you don't actually get to race for it, which takes away some of the drama and some of the fun. So moving class eliminations the previous weekend last year, I think was a brilliant idea. It was very well received by the racers. And the fact that I hope now that's going to end up being tradition, I just think it's great. I think it's great because it opens up the field to more competitors that can come down and race for class. Even if you're not going to race in the Gator Nationals, you still have an opportunity to race for class. And it is a fun, fun part of the show. You know, in Indy, Thursday and Friday, class eliminations are the focus of the day. Stock eliminator one day and super stock another day. But it's such a big part of the history of NHRA, and there's so many racers that still thrive on just having the fastest car in class. So separating them from the Gator Nationals so, A, they don't get lost in the shuffle, and, B, more can participate, I think is a win-win.
Absolutely. The only downside is that, the people who would say, well, you're not running on the exact same weekend, but that's a state of mind kind of thing, right? It's still the Gator Nationals. It's the weekend earlier. More people are competing. I think that this is a state of mind situation, and this is a better deal because of what you said. Like, how many times have we just been pinched for time and not able to do it? And also the quota situation. I think a lot of our listeners might not understand that NHRA has had to institute these quotas, and they wonder, you know, about them. And I've had racers even tell me, like, well, don't they want more racers? And the answer is, yeah, I think so. But there's only so much time, which we're always up against that as it is. And you said the big one, space. Everybody's got a much bigger trailer and a giant RV so they can stay at the track. And the space per racer in the pits has gotten a lot bigger in the last 10 years.
It certainly has, and that goes, you know, all the way down to, you know, when I first started going racing, you know, back in the dinosaur years when we had steel when we had wheels made out of rocks. If you had an enclosed trailer, man, you were really something. And there were a few that maybe had a camper on the back of a pickup, and a couple that might have motorhomes, and everybody else was just a pickup in an open trailer. And it doesn't take a lot of space to park a pickup in an open trailer, but when you've got an 80-foot long rig between the coach and the stacker trailer, and then it's got to slide out on both sides, so you need it to be extra wide, and then you've got your awning and your winter setup, then all of a sudden, each one rig is where we used to park three or four. And literally, some of those rigs are big enough that, you know, we used to put four racers in that same space, so you just run out of space. And then you also, you know, the time constraints that we have with, you know, I'm trying to figure out when I became the old guy, but you know, when I first started going to NHRA races as a fan, and then when I started working for them, we never, ever were finished and out of the racetrack before 10, 10:30, 11. The number of times that we took pictures in the winner's circle when the sun was still up, that was a really, really rare occurrence. And, you know, times change. Just the fans don't want to stay out there for 14 hours a day. The racers have other things to do. They have commitments. So adjusting the schedule so that we can be finished. You know, when we first did the Parade of Champions, which was Englishtown, New Jersey, a few years ago, I remember vividly fans that came up after the race and felt like, you know, well, the racers got robbed because, you know, we didn't put them up on the stage when the pros were up there. They didn't get to take their pictures, you know, da da da. Like, well, yes, they did. They just did it differently. And I kind of took an impromptu poll when I walked through the pits and talked to the guys. And I'd never forget the guy that won Stock Eliminator. I said, what'd you think of that? And he said, dude, I won this race 3 years ago. And I said, I remember. He said, it was 10:30 when we were loading our stuff up. And he looked at his watch. He said, it's 5:15, and I'm ready to drive out the gate. I thought this was excellent. It was spectacular. We give them their moment in front of the grandstand so that more fans actually see them than ever saw them in the winner's circle. Let them get out. So that's just one more of the reasons that you can't come into Sunday and still have 32 cars in each category, because you've got to run them down so that they fit the schedule and do the stuff. And just all of that becomes part of the equation. So when they can do something to make a division race extra special and bring more people in and still let them, whoever wins is going to be the Gator Nationals class champion, whether they race the Gator Nationals or not, that's still a big deal.
Absolutely. No, totally agree. And I've been happy to be a part of what I think has been, and not that any of it was my idea, but I've been able to execute some of the plans, a total transformation for how the sportsman racers are being, appreciated, right? Like, just a lot of thought put into it. And there's still room to grow and more to do and more ideas out there on the idea tree. But the big interview in front of the stands, showing people who they are, making a huge deal about the semis and finals in between rounds of Sunday race day, I think. And there are many more things that we can't even begin. Tech, so much easier than it was 10 years ago. You remember that, Alan? That was a big transformation. A lot of different things have been done. Alan, great job as usual. Baby Gators lie ahead. And then the Gator Nationals, Amalie Motor Oil 51st edition. A lot of stuff going to be going on. They've got the great helmet promotion with the renewals. We'll talk about all that next week. But I appreciate you coming on the show.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to jumping on an airplane and heading your direction here.
Beautiful Florida, I'll tell you that. The weather is nice. Maybe it'll be a little cold or maybe it'll be a little hot. And there's no way I could tell you which it's going to be because Florida.
That's okay. I've learned in all my years of travel, I don't care if you're going to Phoenix in August, take a jacket. I will be ready for anything. So I'm just looking forward to coming down there and getting into some more racing.
Thanks, Alan. There he goes, the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhart. I agree, Alan. All kinds of stuff going on here in the state of Florida, and I appreciate it. Appreciate Alan. And he comes down, stays a few weeks, all kinds of good stuff going on in the state of Florida. The World Door Slammer Nationals, NHRA Pro Stockers, NHRA Pro Mod Cars, battling out as the stars of the show for a huge check. It is going to be great. Orlando Speed World Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You should definitely check it out. And then, of course, you'd be at the Baby Gators, maybe head up from Orlando to the Gator Nationals and the Baby Gators and just tool back and forth. It's a real easy drive back and forth between the two. And I know already of a lot of people who are going to be doing both at different times over the course of the weekend. It's going to be great. Thanks to Alan for coming on the show. Thanks to our sponsors, Total Seal, MagicDryUS.com, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, SamTech.edu, and of course, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. All the debate going on about the Dragster Adventure on the Ignition show, we're just kind of getting our toe in the water for, you know, Joe versus, right? Like, am I expected to do well? Am I expected to do poorly? What are the expectations for me? And what should the expectations be for me? Some sort of like podcast host, radio guy, not a lot of experience in this against all these people who are going in there to really kick butt and take names. It's going to be tough. I'm going to have to hold my own. It's going to be very challenging. And that's what we're going to cover. This could be a great humiliation for me. Like that guy I ran into out there in Arizona, who I gave my sticker, and hopefully he remembered to listen to the show. You know, he didn't like Steve Torrence, and we had a big conversation about Steve and what went down. And first of all, sir, I told Steve all about you in our interview last week, so you should go back and listen to that interview and see what he said about, I'm sure that was on the air, I'm pretty sure. And ultimately, root against him was the advice. You don't like Steve, root against him. You got a new favorite driver every time Steve comes up, the other guy. And use your negative feeling about Steve to increase your passion for the other guy, whoever it is, guy or gal. And now it becomes entertaining every time your villain comes up. And I'm sure that there are people out there that, you know, oh, Costello's going to be in somebody's other lane. Let's root for that somebody. This is our chance to get after him. And hope he loses. Dragster Adventure, 327. It could even be you. Even be you. I don't know. I think that last spot is probably taken by now. Right? All right, everybody. Great week at WFO rolling out Vincent Nobile, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, Kenny Delco, Michael McDowell. As we get ready for the Gator Nationals, a new Factory Stock podcast, it's all happening right here on WFO. Please click subscribe. Be ready for the next one.
WFO! The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hey, WFO Universe. Want to hear your favorite interviews before anyone else? I'm talking VIP access. Want to get right to the interviews? Go to patreon.com/WFO radio. You get special VIP content, early access to interviews, and get straight to the interviews on patreon.com/WFO radio. That's patreon.com/WFO radio. Become a patron. Become a WFO VIP. Do it now.
Hey, engine builders. Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com. Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, and you know the holidays are coming, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol, they can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport, EFI tuning, and an Associates of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
Hey, everybody. How do you start your day? You started off with a little coffee. And do you want something cheap and vacuum-packed with garbage? You want to pay for a retail coffee? It's like $11. Or do you want something that is good, like Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com? Join the Rodak's Army. WFO users and listeners know all about it. Over 40 grades to choose from. This is roasted fresh for your order, not to mention hot sauce, spice rub. You got to call Marvin, get on the phone line, or go to the website, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Check it out. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. You're working in the shop. You've got spills. You've spilled oil. It's everywhere. What are you going to do? I know what you're going to do, but that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to go to MagicDryUS.com and order the official organic absorbent of the National Hot Rod Association, Magic Dry. It's lighter, it absorbs more, it's better for the environment. It's made out of coconut. It's made in America. MagicDryUS.com. They've got spill kits that include everything you need for a regular, normal household spill, all the way up to a large industrial spill. We always say, if you've got a cat, get CatSpot. If you've got a shop, if you've got a factory, if you've got a spill, call Magic Dry. That's MagicDryUS.com.
This is WFO Radio.